You're listening to SBS News.
Annette St. Clair's daughter Amy was diagnosed with melanoma in 2007, aged 20. 3 years later, the day after her 23rd birthday, she died of the disease.
It spread to major organs, her brain, her ovary, her pancreas. So over the next 12 months, Amy was having either surgery or lots of different types of treatments. And sadly, the day after her 23rd birthday, she passed away of melanoma. To lose a child to melanoma, which is a preventable cancer, is heartbreaking.
Gina Savage is 27 years old and says she was given only 6 months to live.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma 6 years ago, but my primary was found when I was 20, which was 8 years ago now.
They've joined Olympic swimmer Kate Campbell to raise awareness about the cancer. The four-time gold medalist has survived a brief brush with the disease in 2018.
I felt the air leave my lungs. It was as if someone had flicked a switch in my brain and time began to stretch and warp. My ears began to ring and my heart started to pound. Melanoma. Even I, with my limited knowledge of the medical world, knows what melanoma means.
Dubbed Australia's national cancer, the risk of melanoma is increased through exposure to UV radiation from the sun. Professor Georgina Long is from the Melanoma Institute Australia.
A little known fact is that it is the most common cancer that impacts young Australians aged 20 to 39.
In Australia, there's a death from the disease every 6 hours, and advocates and experts want to change the views around sun safety.
Slip, slop, slap. You can stop skin cancer, say.
Slip, slop, slap.
They're calling on the federal government to introduce modernised campaigns, commit to more sun safety in sport, and target social media influencers and advertisers who are promoting tanning culture. Richard Scollier from the Melanoma Institute Australia says it should be portrayed in the same way as smoking is on television.
You don't see people smoking or driving without a seatbelt on in television ads, and for good reason. So why do you see people sunburnt?
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.